James Merritt. Weeknight 7 till 10 on BRNB.
So, One Direction are in for a takeover tonight, fresh from their performance at Birmingham at the NIA last night. Welcome to the radio, Niall, Zayn, Liam, Harry, and Louis.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
You smashed it.
Now, is there an order? Because when we had JLS in here, I introduced them in the wrong order. And it all went wrong.
What was the order?
Don't ask me.
But they have a name order.
if they introduce themselves, they always come in the same order.
Say that one more time.
They always announce themselves in the same order.
They do arrive in the same order.
Yes.
Got it.
But there's no order for you. You can
we're scattered.
We're random.
We're a bit rough around the edges.
Yeah, we're quirky. Yeah.
I see what you're doing there. So what I thought we'd do tonight is get you guys on, have a bit of a catch-up, find out how the gig went last night, and ask you to choose the music. So let's start with something that you're listening to at the moment. This is Liam, isn't it, that's choosing this?
Yes, I've been pushed into this one, but I do like the song. This is Paradise by Coldplay.
One Direction in for a takeover this evening. So, first guest of the new year. You're not hanging around, are you? Like, a couple of days out of traps and you're off. You're doing gigs.
I know, yeah. Straight back to it. No, we kind of missed it a little bit when we were off, I think.
Did you have some time to relax at all over Christmas? Or?
Yeah, we had you know, nice quiet Christmases. And then obviously
except for Harry, who passed his driving test.
Yay!
Here we go.
Christmases.
Was it your first time?
First time? Yeah.
Oh, well done. Took me four times.
Really nervous.
Right. Four times?
Yeah, I'm rubbish at driving.
Congratulations.
So, can you all drive now?
No. Just me and Harry. That feels so weird to say that.
The youngest.
So you are the chauffeurs now?
We are, yes.
And you passed before your sister as well, didn't you? Because I saw she tweeted something about that. Yeah.
That is funny, I didn't...
She's not really bothered, though.
She says that.
How does she... I haven't really thought about this before, but how does your sister feel about your success?
I think at first she found it, like, really weird.
Yeah.
I think now she's kind of getting used to it a bit more.
Did she get people searching out for her on Twitter and Facebook
and stuff like that? Facebook
requests
and stuff.
Yeah. Can I be your friend so I can get close to Harry? That sort of thing.
Some people are trying to get close to her, I think, as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. I was going to ask you about presents as well. Did any of you get a One Direction doll for Christmas?
No, but I gave a few out.
That is so terrible. I refuse to give any dolls out for Christmas.
Of course they were joke presents.
Yeah. And did you get any other sort of presents from your fans? You know, anything like possibly a bit odd, maybe.
I got an inflatable like penis costume, which I think one of your friends wore.
Oh yeah,
do you remember? Was that what it was? Yeah,
yeah. Nice. Could be a stage outfit.
Actually, boys, we got like a massive like fan book from some fans.
A penis outfit to a fan book.
It was amazing. Like they spent like 6 months making it.
Yeah. I remember you showing us it. Yeah.
Right. So your second choice song you'd like to hear on a night out, Louis.
A song I always love to hear on a night out is a classic, Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Niall, Zayn, Liam, Harry, Louis, the boys from One Direction are in for a takeover this evening, taking some questions and choosing the music. Exactly. Now, I thought we'd try something. This may work, this may not work. We've been doing a competition online for one of your fans to win a One Direction yearbook. And I've got some numbers of people that have won, and I thought what we'd do is call them up.
Yes.
Or at least call one of them up.
Sick.
And can we speak to them in an accent so they don't think it's us and then we tell them it's us? In a Birmingham accent.
And kind of surprise them that it's you and see how long it takes them to work out that it's actually One Direction calling them up.
Let's go really Yorkshire.
And it, lads, it's...
Hello!
It's your grandad.
Hello, I'm going to say hello, you're coming out to play today. Okay, and then you carry on.
Guys, this is Charlotte, okay?
Hello?
Hello, Charlotte, are you coming out to play today?
Where?
Hello, Charlotte. Listen, it's the lad from the telly. Just a quick question. Did you enter a competition?
For a radio station?
Yeah,
what was competition? Because we're just looking through all people who entered and we can't quite work out which competition it was. It was either the One Direction competition or the competition to meet Minnie Mouse in Disneyland.
I think it was...
The Minnie Mouse one?
Was it the One Direction one? Because we're going to pick it if we can today.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're through to One Direction. Let me just put them through. Broom, broom, down the phone. Broom, broom, broom. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's One Direction. How are you doing? You're on
you
the radio.
Sound scared.
Hello.
Here's the joke. It was always us.
So you've won the competition.
What competition was that, sorry?
The Minnie Mouse.
The Minnie Mouse.
The Minnie Mouse.
You've won a signed copy of our yearbook, special edition album, my love.
This is really uncalled.
And more than that, Charlotte, you just won yourself a phone call from One Direction. Nice one.
It's on its way.
Thanks a lot,
thank
love.
You.
Take
see
care.
You, darling.
Bye. Sydney. Sydney. Bye.
Right.
Disney World Paris.
Let's have your next song choice. A song that you loved growing up, Niall.
A song I loved when I was growing up was Westlife, When You're Looking Like That. She's all just a
We'll leave that bit in.
No.
That's nice. Right, special guest in for a takeover this evening. One Direction, right, boys?
Hey.
So, I was going to talk about a driving test now, but there we go. I've done that bit already.
No, sorry.
Yes, so it seems that you've been giving your fans names now. Like, I've seen One Directioners, is it? Directioners?
I think they kind of named themselves.
Yeah, they're labelled themselves.
But we'll go with it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, you've not got any sort of special names for them, or...?
No.
No.
Well, Diana Vickers once made the mistake of calling them fannies, but that wasn't really that appropriate. Yeah.
Question from Bobby on our Facebook page.
Bobby!
Yes.
Bobby Oren.
If
Bobby.
You could each be a food, what would you be and why?
I'd be a birthday cake.
Was that you?
That's mine. I like birthday
We've been
cake.
Asked this question before, and last time
I'm choosing a different one now.
That was in a
I'd
video,
be a birthday cake I'd be a birthday because cake. People would be happy when they ate me.
I'd be seven bananas.
Why seven bananas? Why seven
bananas? Apparently, seven bananas are actually lethal for you because of potassium levels.
Really?
Just letting you know.
So you're deadly.
So Liam, just give another geeky answer. Liam, what would you be?
You know that shampoo that that smells like it's going to taste really nice, but then when you actually taste it, it's not that
real
nice.
Kids shampoo.
That's
not
so food. That's quite that's deceiving.
Not it's not food. That
original but it could be. You think stuff. It is. That's the thing.
All right.
So that original sauce stuff, like the mint stuff. If you
see,
wash
when,
yourself
yeah, when JLS came in, they were all different types of burger sauce. So, like, mustard and...
Did they have that ordered?
It was all in the right order, yes.
Me and that stuff, been... the mint one makes your bits tingle.
It does.
Even after you go out of the shower, it's really good.
So I'd be a pizza.
All right.
And what? I would be chicken.
Weird.
I'd be what?
Yorkshire pudding.
Fair enough. All right, let's have a song that you'd like to have as a One Direction track, Harry.
Okay, this is a song that I think would be great as a One Direction track. This is Warzone by The Wanted.
Hey, good choice. Now, actually, do you like The Wanted's music?
Amazing, yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm. All right. Well, better nick it when they're not looking.
Nice guys. Yeah, the first single was a big
hit. Smash.
Yeah.
Nice guys as well.
Cool, let's stick it on. One Direction here for a takeover tonight, fresh from their performance in Birmingham last night. How are you enjoying the tour so far? Because you're sort of like 3 or 4 dates in, aren't you?
Yeah, loving it. The crowds have been absolutely amazing. We've all just been kind of having a lot of fun in the dressing rooms, you know, getting up to mischief. We turned to shaving each other while we've been asleep yesterday.
This was appropriate shaving, not inappropriate shaving.
I shaved my nipples.
Liam was asleep and Zane... shaved a slit in his eyebrow.
Nice.
And then Zane was asleep and I shaved my initials into his leg hair.
And now I got his trousers pulled down at a service station. That was by me.
That was hilarious.
Are there rules like you can't actually touch the hair on the head because it's, you've all got...
I think there's management rules in place, but we don't have...
We don't really...
No, you are allowed to touch the hair on our head, though. Like, it's not like...
No, it means, like,
no,
you're not
get
allowed
away,
to cut the hair on each of his head.
Oh, right.
Yeah, if one of you turned up with a mohawk or something like that, or you dyed it green or something... That
we've
might
thought not... about doing that to Zane a few times, but, you know, he's not a very strong sleeper.
Zane, I need to ask you as well about your cleaning lady.
Yeah.
Did you see this? Did you see this made the paper?
I've seen it, yeah.
Shall we say that? Shall we just say?
Yeah.
What?
Did you tell them the story?
Okay. So we were... What, the actual story?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not no, the one you've made up. No, I want to hear the real story.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, the real story of the cleaner lady.
The real one or the real one?
The real one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so...
it's all in code.
It's code, yeah. I don't even...
Yeah, so... So the cleaner walked in on Zane dancing to... What song did we go to then?
Night Fever.
Oh, nice choice.
Naked.
Yeah.
And his willy was going round in circles. Some call it a windmill. Never heard of it.
And did she stick around or did you scream
she
at her?
She screamed and ran out. And then she said sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
100 times.
Is she still employed by you as
she
your
is,
cleaner?
Yeah, she's right. Still
she gives him a kind of sexy look in her eye now every time she sees him.
You so, give her a bonus?
Huh? Has he given her what?
Have I given her what? Sorry.
Let's move on. Now, you appear to be...
One Direction's most sexual interview.
The biggest success story from 2010
Seven
to X
bananas.
Factor. So, I wondered what you thought of 2011 wins.
Loved it.
Yeah. That's it, it's all over. Now, what do you think of Little Mix?
Sick. Zane, what do you think
really
about
good. Them?
They're brilliant.
Yeah.
Really good.
I think they're very nice girls and they've got an incredible vocal.
They completely deserve to win. Yeah.
Did you have any idea that it would have been a girl band that looked...
Do you know what?
Won?
No, I think... You know,
it was about time
of,
a band won, though, wasn't it?
That's
really?
The amazing thing about it, though, as well, the fact that it is a girl band, because a girl band never even got past, like, a certain week and they won the competition.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show it doesn't really matter what kind of act you are, you can win the competition if you're good enough.
And let's have your next choice, a song that inspires you, Zane.
A song that inspires me, funnily enough, is Cannonball by Little Mix.
Oh, perfect. Nice one.
Look how that worked out.
One Direction are here. They've been choosing the music this evening, and I reckon it's probably time that we played your new song. First, though, tell us about your new album. Because you had, was it Ed Sheeran and Kelly Clarkson writing songs for you?
Yes. And Tom from McFly.
Yeah, Tom from McFly as well.
And Scouting for Girls, Roy.
Yeah, so lots of people, lots of big people working on it. It's amazing that we got the chance to work with like those sort of people making our first album, and we got to travel the world doing it as well. And it's just got some of our favourite songs, really, that we picked out that you know, were written, and that's why we love it.
OK, what are your favourite tracks on the album?
Mine's actually the one that Tom from McFly wrote, which is I Want.
Same.
Yeah? Is that a really strong song on there, you reckon?
Yeah, I think it's very different to anything else that's on the album. It's a bit kind of Queenie, it's a bit different.
And are we going to hear that as a single at some stage? Because it's not the next single.
I don't know, I'd like it to be, but who knows?
Might be a bit too quirky for One Direction for it to be a single.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see. Okay. And I know what your fans are like. Now that you've had one album out, they'll be waiting on tenterhooks for the next one.
Yes.
What's the plan for this year?
Well, we've already got the recording all settled in. We're going round touring America first for a little bit, and then we start recording for the second album, so it's go, go, go.
All right. Boys, thank you very much for coming in. Do you want to introduce your new single?
Zane?
This is our new single, One Thing, by us, One Direction.
Woo-hoo! Thank you very much for having us. Thank you. Thank you, mate.
Smashed it.
Hear and see more from the show at brnb.co.uk.